If you want to make it big in retailing clothes and general merchandise, you might not pick southwestern Wyoming as the place to begin. Yet that is exactly where this chain of stores traces its roots. The story of how it all began is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
You can trace the roots of a major department store chain to a small store still in business here in southwestern Wyoming.
James Cash Penny came here in 1902 because he had lung issues and he needed the drier climate. And he knew some gentlemen that were running a store named the Golden Rule, named Johnson and Callahan, and he asked if he could come work for them.
He did just that, managing their store in Kemmerer, Wyoming. Within a few years, Mr. Penny was ready to own the stores outright.
In 1907, he scraped together all the money that people owed him and he could get, and he bought out Johnson and Callahan. In 1913, he moved to Salt Lake, dissolved the Golden Rule and J.C. Penney, and created just J.C. Penney.
Linda Slavernick is manager of what is today known as the Mother Store. J.C. Penney's has been in this particular building in Kemmerer, Wyoming, since 1929.
They call this the Mother Store is because if he wouldn't have came to Kemmerer and gotten business with Johnson and Callahan, I don't believe there would have been a J.C. Penney's.
If you come to this store, you'll notice some items that date to the earliest days of its operation.
Mr. Penney did not have cash on the floor because we were a rough town, so he has a little pulley system, and the cashiers would put the money in the little cup and send it up to the cashier at the top of the store, and they would send that back down.
There's more to this store and this town, though, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Kemmerer, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCrae.